Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama has condemned the attack on police officers in Baton Rouge today. NPR Scott Horsley reports Obama urged Americans to be restrained in both their words and actions in the coming days.
President Obama spoke by telephone with both the mayor of Baton Rouge and the governor of Louisiana, and he vowed anyone responsible for the attack will be brought to justice. This is happening far too often, the president says. He tried to reassure law officers throughout the country they have the respect and gratitude of the American people.
We as a nation have to be loud and clear that nothing justifies violence against law enforcement. Attacks on police are an attack on all of us and the rule of law that makes society possible.
Obama spent much of the last week trying to encourage dialogue between police and critics concerned about racial inequities in law enforcement, but he says attacks on police are the work of cowards that don't advance any cause. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
And among the dead, the family of 32-year-old Baton Rouge Police Department officer Montrell Jackson has confirmed he's one of the three officers killed. His brother Kendrick Pitts telling NPR Montrell had recently celebrated his third wedding anniversary and has a four-month-old son. Hillary Clinton is condemning the attack, saying in a statement there's no justification for violence, hate, and attacks on men and women who put their lives on the line every day in service of our families and our communities. And in a tweet, Donald Trump blamed a lack of leadership for the incident, saying our country is totally divided and our enemies are watching. The former head of the Republican National Committee is urging candidates to skip the convention. NPR Sonari Glinton reports former RNC chair Haley Barbour says GOP senators up for re-election this year should campaign at home instead.
Haley Barbour, the former governor of Mississippi, says party members need to get behind presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump for the election. The convention is another story. Here's Barbour speaking on CBS's Meet the Press.
People who are running for office, they need to be where they are. We've got 24 senators who are up for re-election this year that are Republicans. They're much, much better off to take this week in their own states for their own election.
Several of those 24 senators up for re-election are taking Barbour's advice. Florida's Marco Rubio and Illinois' Mark Kirk among them. The Republican convention begins in Cleveland this Monday. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
A student from the University of California, Berkeley, missing since the attack in Nice, France last week, has now been identified as among the 84 people dead. Nicholas Leslie was studying in France as part of the Campus Study Abroad program. He was at the Bastille Day celebrations when the truck driver plowed through the crowds, but had been listed as missing since then. Two other UC Berkeley students were injured. Authorities in France are working to identify many of the dead. They're tourists from several countries in the crowd. This is NPR. And France is still in mourning after that man mowed down a crowd with a cargo truck on Bastille Day. Jake Siganero reports from Nice that the French are now honoring the victims.
Before you even reach the Promenade des Anglais, you can smell the piles of flowers left for victims. Vivian Wise headed to Italy for vacation and stopped in Nice specifically to visit the memorials. She says, we don't feel safe anywhere with everything that's happening now. It's the same everywhere. Could be Nice, Paris, Lyon, or anywhere. Rémi Giraud, a local, brought flowers with friends. He never imagined Nice would be struck by such tragedy.
I think it's just impossible when this attentat is in your city. You feel very bad for these people, and when it's in your city, it's terrible.
French authorities say more than half of the dead from Thursday's attacks are still unidentified. For NPR News, I'm Jake Siganero in Nice.
Country Music Hall of Famer Bonnie Brown has died. Her publicist says she died this weekend in Little Rock, Arkansas at the age of 77. Brown and her siblings, Jim Ed and Maxine, were inducted into the Hall of Fame last year. At the weekend box office, the animated Secret Life of Pets took the top spot, bringing in an estimated $50 million in ticket sales. In second place, the female-led Ghostbusters reboot opened with an estimated $46 million. And in third place, The Legend of Tarzan with $11.1 million. That was very close, though, to the animated Finding Dory, which came in fourth place, nearly tying with The Legend of Tarzan, bringing in $11 million in estimated ticket sales. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.